It's official. I'm now an adjunct lecturer at the University of Florida. I'm virtually teaching the very first voice-only course called Pitching Persuasion at the College of Journalism and Communications, and it's all based off the pitch with Amy Summers that you are listening to right now. Before you say, "Wow, she's lucky," let me just tell you that luck had nothing to do with this opportunity. In fact, I had to pitch the idea to UF to make it happen using some of the same pitch tips I always present to you in these flash briefings. Or maybe you're thinking, Amy is just really smart. That's how she gets these opportunities. Well, here's the funny thing about that. Apparently, I'm not that book smart either. As I was reminded in the hiring process about my grades as a UF college student. As part of the HR paperwork, I had to submit my official college transcripts, which I haven't seen since I graduated more than 20 years ago. My grades were okay, but nothing to really brag about. Traditional school and test taking have always stressed me out. And looking at my college transcripts and grades, the worst grade I received was shockingly a D+ in a class called Marriage and Family. Hilarious. I really don't remember this at all, but there it was, plain as day, on my official transcript. No doubt I must have taken this course as an elective, perhaps thinking it would be easy. I'm not sure. But anyway, I scored much better in PR and journalism classes like reporting. Now thinking back on my life events following college graduation, here's the ironic part. Instead of plunging into my PR career, I decided to get married and have a family. I should have seen the writing on the wall. The pitch challenge today, go with what you know. I think it's funny sometimes how we force ourselves to follow convention instead of following our strengths or what we really know to be true about ourselves. Making a D+ in a marriage and family class should have been a red flag to me that this was not a passion of mine and that I shouldn't have followed the path of convention, which at the time when I graduated was to get married and start a family. For me, my real life marriage ended up being an even bigger disaster than the D+ I received in the marriage and family course. In fact, I flat out failed at marriage, and it took me 15 years of my adult life to accept that fact that this was not my fate and to go back to what I was originally wired to do with my talents in communications and public relations. Yet another critical research step skipped in my life. I ignored the research and jumped right into action, did my self-inflicted postdoc studies in communication with an impossible relationship that was never meant to be, and here I am now evaluating it all with you. I promise I won't forget to skip that research step again. So many times, whether in our personal or professional lives, even when we take a look at the research, we ignore it. If we don't like what it says, we forge ahead into the action steps of our choosing anyway. This can be a dangerous path to take because it can force you into damage control and lead you right back to your starting point anyway. A better outcome will surface if you go with what you know the research tells you and not with what you want to do, which we often do selfishly. Anyway.